Peter Forster talking about his business trips.
I'm British, but I live in the USA with my family. As the CEO of a multinational company, I generally travel. The areas I visit the most are Asia, Eastern Europe, and South America. I would say that I make at least 12 to 15 international business trips a year. Within the States, I guess I'm out of the office almost every other week. You can imagine that this doesn't leave me much time for traveling on family vacations. But I try to have at least 1 week skiing, usually in Aspen, and 10 days to 2 weeks in Costa Rica. I'd be in big trouble with my wife and the kids if I didn't find time for that. As I spend so much time on planes, a good airline is extremely important. I need to use different ones, of course, as they all serve different areas. The criteria according to which I choose them? Well, let's see. Their schedules need to be compatible with my timetable. Safety and comfort play a big role, I suppose, and some kind of frequent flyer program doesn't hurt. You see, if you clock up as many air miles as I do, you might as well get some benefit from it. Food and beverages are of minor importance. I usually don't eat anything and only drink lots of mineral water. When it comes to hotels, I always book through my travel agent, as she knows exactly what I like. The most important criteria are whether it's close to where my meetings take place, the kind of things on offer like spa, gym, golf, and that sort of thing, and the quality of service. Although I try to make my stay as short as possible, 5 to 7 days max, I definitely don't want to deal with snooty waiters or unhelpful receptionists after a hard day. I think my all-time favorite hotel is the Peninsula in Hong Kong. I could happily live in their executive suite forever.